Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
I was really a victim to the dreams that came to me night after night.
It's a sad thing, but many Christians have hurt themselves in this area.
And I thought that was normal until I met Prophet Shaiju Matthew, who flipped the table on my understanding of dreams.
Isn't that why in the book of Job is saying that if only I could find an interpreter?
He taught us that dreams are communication from heaven, that dreams help us understand the spirit realm.
Who could then give a ransom for his death? Somebody who can interpret can now interrupt the works of the enemy.
On the Shaiju Matthew app, we're releasing 3 new teaching series. A must listen.
Next time you see a snake, I want you to remember that Satan is triggering a fear, which becomes the permission.
Dream realms, cultivating, developing, and the Q&A that we had here live in Ottawa about dream.
I am so amazed by the revelation in the dream series.
This teaching is life-changing. For me personally, understanding how to interpret dreams and the need of an interpreter was an unbelievably paradigm shift.
I'm not a victim to dreams anymore.
They're all found on the Shaiju Matthew app. It is a mystery box of treasures.
Seeing visions is only 20%. Interpretation of a vision is greater than seeing the vision. Let me explain the importance of interpreter. Okay? I have to give credit to where credit is due. I'm copying this from my father. I'm allowed to copy it, okay? Don't be jealous. My father taught about this from a dream interpretation point of view. And he said, when a dream is interpreted, it is now in the hands of an interpreter to decide the outcome of life. If Joseph would go to this guy, and one guy is interpreting that he's taking the bread, what happens with the bread? Crows come and eat it. What does he interpret it? He says, your life is going to be taken away. But if he interpreted it differently, saying that you will feed many fowls of the air, his dream's trajectory would have changed according to the interpreter. So the fate was not in the dream. The fate was in the interpreter. When the guy is now functioning as an interpreter, he's already functioning in a grace. So now the Spirit of God is moving the interpreter to interpret it a certain way. Let's say you go to somebody whom you're not supposed to go with, and you go and you ask them, saying, what is the interpretation? Surely you will die. What has happened? That lady, who shouldn't have been your interpreter, opened her, shall we say, potty mouth, and spoke death over you. So it was not because of favoritism. It is the maturity of the interpreter. But now, words are attached to a vision. Trajectory can change. So if you go to the wrong interpreter, the interpreter is now writing your fate. Is that biblical? Isn't that why in the book of Job is saying that if only I could find an interpreter who could then give a ransom for his death? Somebody who can interpret can now interrupt the works of the enemy. Somebody who can bring you a correct interpretation of things. will not be swayed but by what you are swayed. He's not shaken by what you are shaken. He'll just stand there as the rock and declare life to you, no matter what is being thrown at you. Now all of a sudden your heart was supposed to be scattered. You sit in a service like this, now you're ready to go slap the devil.
Prophet, is Job 33 verse 23, and it says, if there be a messenger,
correct,
with him, an interpreter,
uh-huh,
one among a thousand.
An interpreter is one among a thousand.
To shew unto man his uprightness.
Okay.
Then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a
who
ransom.
Who is gracious? Don't tell me that what I'm teaching is not in the Bible. Who is gracious? So now an interpreter can do what? Because he is gracious, can save him from going down the pit. Verse 23 one more time.
If there be a messenger with him,
uh-huh,
and an interpreter,
uh-huh,
one among a thousand,
uh-huh,
to shew unto man his uprightness.
So there's a lot of flaws in an individual, but an interpreter is doing what? Showing him his righteousness. The capacity of an interpreter to say, yo brother, take it easy, breathe. I know you feel you're ready to die, but you haven't seen another angle. All of a sudden, life is released into your heart. All of a sudden, you say, that's it. I'm not going to die. I am not going down the drain. I shall not perish. And immediately all the atmosphere around you will begin to shift. Trajectories begin to shift. Everything starts becoming aligned to the grace of God on your life. So what is happening is when an interpreter gives you an interpretation, angels and demons are waiting to carry it. Yes. Find an interpreter who can look at your brokenness and still find some righteousness. You are talking about intercessor, right? One who stands in the gap. An interpreter is the one who stands in the gap. How do you stand in the gap? You reason with God. Saying, God, yeah, you're right. The city has to be destroyed. 100%. You're 100% correct. But remember your servant David. What does he do? When the interpreter does that,
then he is gracious unto him.
Then who is gracious? The Lord, being gracious unto him, says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. When a declaration is correctly declared, grace is released from the interpreter's heart to the heart of God. God is saying, okay, because I have found a man to stand in the gap. My goodness. Find a man to stand in the gap for you. God is saying, okay, I shall hold back from what I was about to do. I was about to destroy them, but I will withhold my hand. So the art of interpretation should be more in focus as prophets than what you see. You can attach fear to what you see and bring fear into the situation. You can attach death to a situation and accelerate death. Interpretation of the gift itself is the breakthrough. The declaration itself is the breakthrough. finding the righteousness, finding the God part in the human part. That is why you don't go to everybody for interpretation. I see people, oh, I saw a dream. They're talking and discussing with everyone about it. I'm sitting there saying, no. Wrong interpreter can mess you up. Guard yourself well. Grow well. And part of that interpretation, when you were talking about the judgment part, you can't help but understand the way God's hand works. When you become an extension of God's hand, His judgment on earth is the way you find pleasure. Because you see, Samuel, when he found the king of Ai, and when he found that the will of God was to cut Ai, the king of Ai, he didn't just stab him and wait for him to bleed to death. Samuel chopped him into pieces. Man, even the butchers don't do such a good job. Huh? Cut it into cut one guy into multiple pieces. That was him executing the judgment of God. So as a child of God, you have to learn to feel your feelings through the feelings of God. And you show mercy to whom God shows mercy. So there is no separate emotions. You will never be a popular prophet. But that's what you're signing up for. When you want to correctly hear the heart of God, you don't care for people more than you care for God's heart. God's feelings are more important than people's feelings. How can you say that? Because you know His ways are just. All His ways are correct. There is no way that the enemy can win. That confidence. Then you know, you feel through His heart. If He feels angry, you feel angry. And you know it is just. If He is sad, you are sad. When God is grieving, you are grieving. When God has said enough grieving, you stop grieving. You have to learn to sync your heart with other people. And there's always going to be a bunch of people that says, no. As Christians, we are supposed to love everyone. Where does He say that? Where does He say that in your Bible? That as Christians, we are supposed to love everyone. We're supposed to love Christ. And it is through the heart of God that we love people. Not in our own capacity. If we were supposed to love everyone, why? Okay, we're going there now, guys. If we were supposed to love, why did Jesus call some people sons of serpents, brood of vipers? Why didn't Jesus love them? Brood of vipers. God is saying, I need you to look through my eyes and don't fear people. Don't fear people. Don't go by people. Don't go by people. People will always bring you to their level. People will always be, some of them would have had a big problem with Peter. Because Peter decided that Ananias and Sapphira must die. It's their property. It's their money. They really, when they said, man of God, we're bringing you all the money, they really meant it. But on the way, the brother thought, tomorrow our children, just little savings money, we'll put it aside. Still their money. But brother Peter got furious about it and brought the judgment down. But the church of the New Testament started with burial ministry. Sapphira came, she lied. He said, you're lying against the Holy Spirit. You think you're lying against a man of God. No. You lied against the Holy Spirit. The husband died first, and then she said, buried the wife also. Oh, Father. You have to be really happy that I'm a good man of God. Don't fear to be the extension of God's hand. And the thing about the extension of God's hand is, God can be angry, very angry in 1 second, and next second he's merciful. Christians are very bad at it. So don't tell me you're being God's hand of a judgment, and you are a bitter leaf rest of your life. Hello. The same God who is releasing judgment, next minute, he's quick to forgive. How come you're always in judgment mode? Any preaching you preach is judgment. Oh, repent, repent. Something is wrong with you. Your guilt you're projecting on everyone. Some pastors, every sermon is repent. Yes. Every sermon is what? Repent. Because the brother is not repenting. So he's screaming his heart out to everyone. There's no mercy. At some point, you have to say, I'd rather fall into the hands of God than fall into the hands of men, because he's quick to forgiveness. Quick to mercy. His steadfast love. His anger is just a moment, but his is for a lifetime. It's so profound. So Christians who are saying that I'm carrying the judgment of God. Okay, then show me the mercy also. I'm not saying you're not doing that, but show me the grace. Show me the mercy. This 1 second God's anger can burn, and next second he's hugging. How come you're not doing that? How come you're still angry with your wife? 4 weeks now, you're still upset with your wife. Yeah, you're not functioning like God. Like to function like God, you have to forgive like God.
Hello, hello, greetings from Canada. I'm Tini Matthew. We are so glad to have met you through this God TV program. I'm sure the word was like fire in your bones. Now allow this fire to take you to places and fulfill the God-given assignment in your lives. Thank you for following us and partnering with us. Every seed is a blessing. May God remember your giving and richly bless you. Much love and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.